creating a roadmap for instruction. Where do I start? When we're teaching unconstrained knowledge, as with morphology and other aspects of language, it can be difficult to know where to start and where to end. The tricky thing is, there's never an end, so we're only going to be doing our bit in the time that we have with students. Where to start is an easier proposition if we are aligning instruction with students' phonics knowledge. The reason that Spelling Success in Action is so focused on aligning with phonic knowledge is because we understand how memory works and how cognitive load works. When there are too many novel elements for students to deal with, their working memory can very quickly become overloaded. This is particularly true for students with disability or learning difficulty. Everything we do at Jocelyn Seymour Education is designed to help you create an inclusive classroom. That means we carefully consider the needs of our strugglers. We also consider the needs of our high flyers. And so when you plan for instruction, you're not only going to pitch learning at the level of the strugglers, you're going to consider how you might extend and support students to take this learning into places that works for them. In the early years, you'll be able to have a think about the student's current level of phonic knowledge and how that may interact with the morphemes you're teaching. For example, if students can't blend and segment with four phonemes, we can't add plural S. Because if we can't sound out k, at, s for reading or spelling, there's no point teaching plural S yet. The same goes for the suffix ing. Students need to know the grapheme ng, the ng, before we introduce ing. This might seem logical, but can be challenging when we have to put all of this together ourselves. So what you will find inside Spelling Success in Action, Book 1, is a roadmap to help you know where to start. There are a series of questions to guide your decision making and answers with your possible response. For our year 3 to 6 colleagues who are getting started with morphology with their students, and this is a very common situation in upper primary classrooms, we have a similar decision-making framework for you. Reading and Spelling Success in Action are designed to teach these important skills in a way that supports cognitive load. Spelling Success in Action Book Number 2 and Book Number 3 are designed to be taught whole class, as is Spelling Success in Action Book 1. If you're an upper primary teacher and your students have the fundamentals of phonics and they know how to work with the most common prefixes and suffixes already, as well as knowing the suffixing conventions of doubling, Y to I, and how to add vowel suffixes to words ending with E, you can go ahead and start with Spelling Success in Action Book Number 2. But if you have a large number of children, this is very common, who are yet to acquire those basic understandings, start with this book and use the decision-making framework on page 21 to help you know where to start. When it comes to planning for instruction, there are 3 steps to consider. Step number 1, and you'll find this outline of steps on page 26 along with a QR code taking you to a lesson planning template. Step number 1 is to use the decision-making framework on pages 20 and 21 to decide on your focus for your lesson. Step 2 is to consider whether you will teach the morpheme without the spelling change or in conjunction with a suffixing convention. This is part of the decision-making framework we provide you on page 20 and 21, so you don't have to just figure all of that out on your own. The 3rd step, and this is really where your knowledge of the students comes into its own, is to consider the current level of code knowledge of your students and decide on a word list to use in your lessons and daily review. You might have a range of code present or just one code focus, depending on what you are teaching and the needs of your students. To help you in this, we have organized word lists according to suffixing conventions, but also according to what kind of code is used. So you will find that lists are organized into basic code, complex code, and sometimes also into alternate spellings. These descriptors linked directly to reading success in action, book number 1, 2, and 3, but regardless of what you're using for phonics, you'll be able to use these lists to target the words to where your students are up to. That will enable you to support their cognitive load. It is great if you can link prefixes and suffixes, and later on those Latin bases and Greek combining forms to the content learning that's being done across the curriculum. However, this is not always possible, and trying to make that happen can really cause us some dramas. So fundamentally, just get started, use the decision-making framework that we share, and all will be well.